there. Oh, we're glad you could come over today. Right, Molly? 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 Oh, now where did she get to? She was here just a minute ago. Whoa! What was that? Molly? What are you doing under there? Was I squishing you? Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh. Are you okay? You look kind of, scrunched. Let's see. Hands. Yep. Feet. Yep. Legs. Yep. Head, oh yeah. Belly. Yep. And, bum. Yep. Well, you seem to be in pretty good shape for someone who's just sat on. Ooh. Feeling kind of scrunched myself. Well, I think it's time for the clock rug stretch. See if you can do this. It's fun. Scrunched now. How about you, Molly? I'd hate to think that I squeezed you or squozed you when I sat on you. Especially your nose. I like it. Do you like my nose? Why, thank you. It is my favorite part. Molly, what's your favorite part of your body? What about your ears? Ears are neat. Mm-hmm. With ears, you can hear beautiful sounds. Ears, never stick anything in your ear that is smaller than your elbow. Mm-hmm. Next! Oh, hey, maybe eyes. Mm-hmm. Eyes are used to see things with. I see you. Oh, and noses. Mm-hmm. My favorite. You can smell things with your nose, like the beautiful scent of a rose. Or garlic. Or, hey, how about hands, maybe? Yeah, with hands you can pick things up or play patty cake. Mm-hmm. Or you can use them to tickle Molly. So, Molly, what is your favorite body part? Your belly button? Let's see. Cute! Well, it's right smack dab in the middle of everything. Well, that's a good reason to like it best.
I'm feeling so good, 'cause I get something so neat. Right between the middle of my head and my feet. It's round and kinda twisty like a rose in spring. It's so awesome, I can't get enough of this thing. It's my belly button. My belly button. It wiggles and it jiggles and it goes in and out. It's so hard to understand what this thing's about. They put it in the middle so you know where it's at. It's on your belly, it's a button, how about that? It's my belly button. Belly button. my belly button. My belly button. Here are some things that belly buttons do. Hang out. Stick in. Sit still. Collect lint. Belly button. Belly button. Belly button. It's my belly button, yeah, belly button.
It's your belly button. Hey, let's find things for our bodies. Oh, this is bigger than anybody's belly button. That's for sure. Ooh, and a scarf to go around your neck. Ooh. Let's see. And a hat. Oh, to wear on your head. Oh, that's so cute. Gee. What else could possibly be in here? It had to happen sometime. Well, I guess a sink is important to body parts, for washing your hands and stuff like that. Oh, Molly, what if the bubble tub was inside the couch? Oh, wouldn't that be funny? Molly, the bubble tub isn't really inside the couch. I was just playing the what if game. The what if game. It's a game of pretend. It's easy and it's fun. It uses our imagination. First, you scrunch up your face really tight like this. And then you ask yourself a really silly what if question. Like, what if I had really big feet? And then, if I had really huge feet, well, it might make it difficult to tiptoe. Or hard to dance. But if I had really huge feet, they would be good for stomping around. And keeping my balance. Okay, now it's Molly's turn. What if Molly had really big ears? If you had really huge ears, they would wiggle around whenever there was a breeze. But if you had really huge ears, you could hear really far. And also, they would be very useful for flying. Woo-wee! Okay, once more. And this time, really use your imagination, okay? What if I had such a really, really big nose that... If I had a really, really big nose, so big, so huge, that I was almost just one big nose, all I could do is sniff. But I could smell all sorts of things from very far away. Of course, I'd have to watch out for things like allergies. Boy, am I ever glad I'm not just one really big nose. I mean, what if I got a cold? Yuck! Ugh. Enough of the what-if game. Hey, I want to play with the family in my dollhouse. Come on! The Foleys have lots of body parts. They can bend and pose. Oh, look, Jim Foley's on the couch, but he doesn't look too well. Oh, I better put him in the tub. Yeah.
Oh.
So, Molly, what should we do now? Go outside and visit Granny Garbanzo? Oh, what a great idea! Come on, let's go! Nope. Well, you sit here, Molly, okay? Oh. Granny, could I ask you something?
Oh, Lunette. Sure thing.
What are you doing?
Oh, this is what I call my beauty spa. I wear the cucumbers to make my eyes look soft and pretty.
Pretty?
Oh, and I wear the garlic because it's good for the heart. Everybody knows that.
Cool.
It's all part of my beauty makeover plan.
What about the rose?
Oh, it's to help me feel beautiful and romantic.
Granny, are you sure all of this works?
Lunette, I do this because of how it makes me feel. When I look good, I feel good. And when I feel good, I look even better. Smart, huh?
Hi, Major Bedhead.
Hello, Bedhead. What's up with you?
Well, look at me!
Yeah, so what?
I'm all fat and flabby. Look, I got a spare tire. Gets in the way when I want to touch my toes. See?
Calm down, Bedhead. You're a skinny guy. You could use a little more weight.
But I'm a professional in the public service. I have responsibilities and an image to uphold. After all, I am a... unicycle courier.
Yeah, the chubby one at that.
Oops. Sorry. Okay, Bedhead, if you are serious about wanting to get rid of that spare tire, then you need to get some exercise.
Okay, if you say so, let's do it.
Come on, let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Stop the music! Major Bedhead! The spare tire on your waist is a real spare tire. You've got an inner tube on.
Oh, of course. I was carrying that in case I got a flat on my unicycle.
How do you feel now, Bedhead?
Well, pretty stupid, actually.
I mean, in your body, how do you feel?
Oh, fit as a fiddle.
Well, then let that be a lesson to you. You shouldn't just worry about your image as a... unicycle courier. It's important to feel good and healthy. And it's even more important to feel good about yourself inside.
Well, I feel pretty good that I don't have a spare tire inside of me, which means I can do my job.
special delivery for...
Hey, wait a second. There's no name on this. This is the right address, and... Well, here's the card that goes with it.
Oh, well, it's from Auntie Macassar, but I don't see a name on this anywhere. Wonder who it's for. Well, I'll read it and find out. I'm writing to you from the world-famous Herbal Gardens run by the Hanna family. Yes, Herb and his wife Anna are very proud of their garden, where all sorts of wonderful-smelling plants grow. Herb and Anna Hanna have asked me to send along this little sample to make a special someone feel very alive and sprightly. How can something that smells good make you feel better?
The smell of the flowers in my garden make me feel good.
And the smell of chocolate cake always makes me feel good.
Let's see. Doesn't smell very special to me.
Nope, nothing.
Not a thing. Go figure.
I wonder who it could be for.
Of course! It's catnip!
Catnip?
Yes! The package from Auntie Macassar is for Snickle Fritz. It's catnip. Cats love catnip. It's like a tonic for them. The smell of it gives them lots of energy. Right, Snickle Fritz?
Well, I can see my job here is done. It's time for Major Bedhead.
Unicycle Courier.
Go back to work. After all, I am feeling pretty good about myself. Goodbye, Granny. Goodbye, Lunette.
Goodbye, Major Bedhead.
Bye-bye.
Well, Granny, I think Molly and I should get home, too. Today's bath day, and Molly's getting quite dingy behind the ears.
Yes, and she's not the only one. I think Snickle Fritz will be needing a bath, too, after all the rolling around he's doing.
Goodbye, Granny.
Bye-bye, Lunetka.
Goodbye, Snickle Fritz. Come on, Molly. Well, Molly, if we're going to take a bath, we have to find our bath time sponge. Oh, my baby bottle! But that's not it. It must be in here somewhere. No. Oh. Hey, here we go. There. Well, Molly, all ready for bath time? Okay, then. Shall we? Wash your ears and wash your nose, head and shoulders. Oh, hi. I promised Molly that after we have our bath, I'm going to tell her a story. Oh, you want to hear a story about a duck, huh? Can't wait. Okay, then. I think I'll tell you the story about the ugly duckling. Okay. Once upon a springtime,
down at the riverbank, all the new baby ducks were starting to hatch, all soft and fuzzy, and crying out, beep, beep, beep. There was one last egg left, and when it finally cracked open, out stepped Gosley. He was big and awkward and, well, he was ugly. All the other ducklings made fun of him and said, beep, beep, beep. Honk, honk. Even his voice was ugly. All his brothers and sisters laughed at him. The rest of the ducklings made a circle around the best patch of grass and kept their backs to Gosley, ignoring him. They wouldn't let him eat with them. Poor Gosley. He just sat alone under a weeping willow tree and looked down into the river. And for the first time saw his reflection there. Even he had to admit it was true. He was an ugly duckling. Gosley just couldn't bear to be seen by anyone anymore. He hid himself behind the tallest bulrushes. No one would have to see him. He even refused to look at his own reflection in the water. And soon it was fall. The little baby ducklings had all grown up into big, strong, handsome ducks. But none of the other ducks wanted to fly south with Gosley. "He's too ugly," they quacked. "Nonsense," said the mother duck. "Gosley, you come out of there right now." And when he did, all the ducks were so surprised. "Gosley," they cried out, "look at you, look at yourself, look at what you've become." Gosley wondered what all the fuss was about, so he forced himself to look down into the water. And what do you suppose he saw? Not an ugly duckling, no. Gosley saw the image of a beautiful, graceful swan. Gosley finally felt very good about himself. And when everyone flew south for the winter together, who was leading the way across the sky? It was the handsome swan, Gosley. And they all lived happily ever after. The end. Wasn't that a good story, Molly? And don't you feel better now that you're all squeaky clean? Good for you. But now it's time to head back to the couch. Okay? Let's go. Knees and toes, knees and toes, head and shoulders, knees and toes. Hey, look, Molly. Head and shoulders, knees and... Hey, who made this big mess? Nobody but this body? You're right. It was me. So then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Ooh, that was fast. Well, I always feel better after cleaning up and playing and tidying and having a nice hot bath. Oh, there's another body part, the mouth. And I just yawned. Oh, boy. Well, I feel good. You too, Molly? Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming by and playing with Molly and me. Here we go, Molly. Hey, you know what? Let's use our hands to wave goodbye. Bye-bye.
And the clown jumped over the moon.